Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
So, Nick, what are you streaming right now? I will start with something that I haven't finished just yet. And so I believe it's number 2 on the top 10 list across the country, which is Baby Reindeer. And this thing. So Baby Reindeer, when I heard this and Catherine was like, we have to watch Baby Reindeer. I was like, what is this, like a Christmas animation in April? This makes no sense. No. So this is a true story. It's written by a Scottish man, a true story about a stalker. And the stalker's name, nickname for this man was Baby Reindeer. And so this thing is all over the place. Again, based on a true story. And this stalker is terrifying. And I'm not finished with it just yet. It's very interesting, and then got super, super dark last night. So I'm hoping to come out of the darkness and see where this ends. But it's, I can't stop watching. And I think, I don't know how you are, but when something is true, I'm like, wait, this really happened? And there's a difference between this is a true story. Like they actually show this disturbing emails, for example, where you're like, what in the hell is going on? Like this was actually written, as opposed to based on a true story, like a loose depiction. A lot of times you will see a writer, director, company take a lot of liberties there. This went down very, very, in a very similar manner to which it's being depicted. And I gotta say, as weird as it's gotten, I'm in.
So I've never heard of this. I have no idea what it's even about right now, but I will tell you that when you watch a show where they say it's based on a true story and you can't believe that it's actually a true story, those are the best. There was a show my wife and I watched a couple of years ago, and I'll be honest, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was one of these things where these people moved into this house and somehow, some way, there were like these secret doors and people would go in and like scare them and like terrorize them to the point where they had to sell the house and move out, and it drove the husband crazy. It was like a whole thing. I don't want to spoil it. Like, I don't remember the name of the show. One of the final scenes is like they show how like people got in the house and just scared the hell out of them so they would sell the house and move on. So I've seen that before. And I get it.
I remember this.
I have. What is that called? Do you remember what it was?
It is based on a true story, and I've read about this story, and I forget the name of it. Yeah, but there's numerous articles written about it. There's a couple movies about it. So I know exactly the one you're talking about too.
Okay, good. So I feel better because I don't remember the name. But you know how it is now. There's so much content that's out there. It's like impossible to keep track. Or somebody's always got a show that you've never heard of that you want to watch. That was one of those like true story ones that I was in on a while ago. I got 3 that I've either finished or I've got almost through at this point. So I'm a big sci-fi kind of nerd, right? Like I love to watch stuff that is just kind of over the top, or it's the future, or it's, I will go in on that. This one show is a little bit older, so I will admit that first off, there's 3 seasons.
Okay.
But I will tell you right now, if you are into any sort of sci-fi type show, Travelers on Netflix. And again, there's people probably like, okay, oh, God, it's been out for years. It is an awesome show. It's basically these people that are like 400 years in the future. They'd have the ability to come back and they like take over the bodies of people that are about to die historically. And they take over their bodies with their consciousness 400 years before. And they try to fix the future. They try to change what's going on. And it is it is a very original idea. It's an awesome show. It's well done. They wrap it up well, which that's one of the worst things. When you watch a show and then it just doesn't wrap up. They just kind of stop. They cancel it. I absolutely hate that. Travelers, though, is a great show. The new thing on Netflix is that show Three Body Problem, which is another – it's good. Oh, it's really good.
Love Three Body Problem.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, so there's that, but then you got to have a comedy. So I got Travelers, I got Three Body Problem, kind of wrap those up. Have you ever watched Letterkenny? You ever watched the show Letterkenny?
No, and I had a buddy of mine, my friend Ryan, was like, you need to watch, this would be right up your alley. And so this is like the second time I've heard someone say, watch Letterkenny.
Well, so it's beyond Letterkenny. So one, yes, it's 12 seasons. They just wrapped up the final season. You would love that. But then they did a spinoff called Shorzy. And Shorzy is a character in the show that is just one of the greatest characters. Nobody has more zings and nobody has more, you know, S talk than what Shorzy can do in that show. The writing is incredible. They did a spinoff on Hulu. There's two seasons right now. They're clearly going to do another one. So you got to watch at least some of Letterkenny to get some of the characters. Then you watch the spinoff of Shorzy. Oh, it's awesome. And I'm telling you, dude, it's right up your alley. You've got it. You've got the type of sense of humor that I have too. Like, this is absolutely right up your alley, both of these shows.
Oh, okay. I got to do that. I need a good comedy because this is how I know it's getting bad, because I love true crime. Like, I'm always talking on this show. Like, I'll just throw on Law and Order. I've seen like every Law and Order ever, Forensic Files.
Yeah.
This is how you know it's bad, where, what was this? This was a few months ago. And I just put on Forensic Files in the background while I'm making something in the kitchen. And they mentioned this woman's name. And I was like, oh, this woman. And I was like, God, how bad is it when they mention some random person's name on television that you've never met who's a criminal? And you're like, oh, God, her. But on Netflix, you know how it says it bases your recommendations on what you watch, what you like. And so mine said, I should have taken a screen capture, and it goes, because you like homicide, and then gave me some titles. I'm like, well, I like true crime. I wouldn't say that I'm a fan of homicide. Like, I'm a big fan of murders. I love when people die. I can't get enough of obits in the morning. Like, I like true crime, but Netflix is like, hey, you're a big homicide guy, aren't you? And then listed all these things that I might be interested in. So I got to have something to sort of lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah, I would go start with Letterkenny, go to some of the early seasons. It's on Hulu. Watch that. And then, I mean, again, it's 12 seasons. It's about 6 or 7 episodes each season, so they're not really long seasons. And then you go to Shorzy, because there's a lot of, like, Easter eggs that go from the Letterkenny to that. It'll take you a little time to adjust to, like, the characters and the writing, and it's very, like, kind of dry humor. It's hard to explain, but it's absolutely hilarious. And if you're watching this much murder, you probably shouldn't go to bed watching a bunch of murder. You know, I think at a certain point you should maybe get away from the violence and maybe find something, a little bit happier. My wife loves all those murder things too. Those murder documentaries, Why is it that women love murder documentaries and murder shows more than guys? I'm worried. Maybe my wife's going to kill me one day. I don't know. She loves this kind of stuff. And I'm like, how do you watch this? She's like, it's so interesting. I'm like, no, it's not. It's all awful. I hate everything about it.
Well, also, when you talk about going like this, we were watching Baby Reindeer and it got to the most disturbing episode yet. I'm not done with it yet. I'm about 3 episodes before we finish. And I'm like, this is not what I need to see before bed. I don't know if you're like that, but I need to see something a little calming before I go, because if not, I will absolutely end up having some sort of bizarro dream, like, oh, there was a knife in my throat last night. All the time.
Oh, you got to have something. Yeah, you got to have something to kind of unwind, chill, especially if you're going to get up earlier. For me, especially knowing that I'm not used to getting up this early, so my mindset's got to be, like, oh, let's chill, because I'm already going to be thinking about getting up early, like, for this show this week. You got to have something. Honestly, the best thing, if you're going to, and some people don't like to watch something before they go to bed. For me, if I watch something that's just real chill, kind of calm, I'm good to go. So I'm with you. You should get in on Letterkenny, get in on Shoresy, and then we'll do maybe a review later in the week after you do a couple episodes.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.